Boston's Planning and Development Agency has given the go-ahead to the redevelopment of Suffolk Downs. It won approval in a unanimous vote just after midnight. The $8 billion makeover of the old horse racetrack includes 7,000 new residential units, along with office, retail, and green space. For more on where the project goes from here, we're joined now by Thomas O'Brien. He's a founding partner and the managing director of the HYM Investment Group, which will develop the massive site. And he joins us as he's driving along in Boston this morning. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thanks very much, Bob. Thanks for having me.
So it's only been a few hours since you won approval, but I still want to ask, when does the work begin on this massive development?
Well, we've actually really started much of the work. We began this summer by demolishing a portion of the horse barns, which were the old stables for the site, and then we began the process of laying out the roads in a portion of the site that will be our phase one, right near Beachmont, the Blue Line Station in Beachmont.
It's one of the biggest development projects in Boston in decades. How long do you think it'll be before the first people can move in or work there? And then how long before everything is done?
We will begin this spring, and that will allow us to begin the development of these buildings. It takes about 2 years to build them, so the first people will move in 2023. But I would point out, Bob, though, one of the things that, as a result of the vote last night, we'll make investments in affordable housing in the East Boston neighborhood beginning right now, this year, 2020. A lot of the work that we've done with local elected officials, with Mayor Walsh, and with leaders in the neighborhood have front-loaded some of our commitments, and so we'll write a check, very sizable check, this year to support affordable housing in East Boston right now before we've even put a shovel in the ground.
All right. I want you to give us a sense of what you're going to create over there. If you've ever been to Denver and the sprawling, fairly new neighborhood that encompasses the massive old Stapleton Airport property, you see a neatly laid out series of streets with many new homes and townhomes, trees, and every few blocks there's retail, such as bodegas or other stores. So even though it's a pretty brand new neighborhood, it actually feels like a neighborhood or a series of neighborhoods. Is that the kind of feel that you're shooting for at the old Suffolk Downs?
That's exactly the kind of feel we're shooting for, yes. We believe that the key here is to build a neighborhood, an authentic neighborhood that will be a place where people will live. We believe if we set the table correctly with authentic places for people to have a meal or to be part of that neighborhood, as a visitor, we think then we'll be able to make it a place, too, that we'll be able to create jobs and attract employers. So that's exactly the kind of thing that we're shooting for at Suffolk Downs.
Do you have commitments yet from businesses that want to call the new neighborhood over there the new Suffolk Downs home?
The best part about that, Bob, is we have commitments from local businesses. So these are local retail owners who are already interested in establishing restaurants for us at Suffolk Downs. Then, as we begin the work of making it a place where people will live, then we believe that we'll be able to get people, to make it a place where people will really feel a part of the community. And that's how to attract the next larger employers, the commercial kinds of tenants that we want to get, life science companies and the like.
East Boston and Revere are home to many low-income residents and many immigrants. How are you going to make sure that people who already live in the area will be able to stay? Is that part of the plan?
It is. So we're also, in addition to building the 930 units of affordable on-site, we'll also start the creation of a neighborhood housing stabilization fund. We're doing this in conjunction with Mayor Walsh and local elected officials, particularly City Councilor Lydia Edwards. And so we will create that fund. That fund will be something that can be can exist in perpetuity in East Boston. We'll start it, and that fund will create from our contributions an additional 500 and perhaps even 600 units of housing in the way that we've now structured it. So we'll be in a position where we can provide more housing stabilized opportunities for people in East Boston.
From top to bottom, when will this be finished?
This will probably take us between 15 and 20 years to build. It's 16 million square feet, and we're really excited about the work that we can do to build this community.
Tom O'Brien, founder of HYM Investment Group, developer of Suffolk Downs. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks, Bob.